RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, you've always heard that conventional wisdom tells pregnant women they should be eating for two. So many moms in the U.S. actually need to scale back on their caloric intake. A new study says the report from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention found that almost half the expectant mothers across the country gain too much weight while pregnant. I know that I was probably one of those people in my first pregnancy. And you realize that you're putting on too much weight, it's that much harder to get off, besides which. But experts caution that putting on too many extra pounds during pregnancy can lead to negative health effects for both mom and baby. We're learning more and more that you do not need to completely double and triple your calories. This study involved more than 3 million pregnant women in 46 states. And for over a two-year period. And after an analysis of birth records, including pre-pregnancy weight, the researchers found that 47% of pregnant women gained more than the recommended amount of weight. Conversely, 21 gained too little weight. That doesn't happen very often. According to the guidelines from the Institute of Medicine, normal weight women should gain about 25 to 35 pounds during pregnancy. And women who are underweight should aim to gain about 28 to 40 pounds. While 15 to 25 pounds is recommended for overweight women, I know a lot of overweight women that got really, really extra heavy when they were pregnant and put on like 40 or 50 pounds, maybe even more. For healthy pregnancy weight gain, most women need to consume an additional, and here's what most people don't really understand, 340 to 450 calories per day during the second and third trimester. And women think they need to consume thousands of extra calories every day because they're, you know, carrying and there's two of them eating, but really the baby does not need that much food. So women, we're putting on too much weight when we're pregnant. I loved being pregnant, and it gives you the license to eat whatever you want, but it really actually doesn't. And if you truly think about it, you want to watch what you're eating when you're pregnant. Eat as healthy as you can. Yes, you're going to give in to those cravings. Yes, you get to sort of have a little bit of extra leeway, but these guys are saying 340 to 450 calories a day, which is definitely not what most people think that they're supposed to do. So, and they're still supposed to get their 150 minutes of activity a week. So slow walking until you're in your last couple of weeks. And even then you keep walking, keep walking. I worked and personal trained people Friday and then delivered my baby on Saturday. And the Tuesday that I delivered my second child, and I'm not bragging here, I'm just saying, when you stay active, it makes it a much easier pregnancy. I worked on Friday, and I was driving to my last client of the day, and I had to turn around and go home, and I went to the hospital that night. So it's definitely something you can do, but we're putting on too many calories as a nation, so it's something that we need to watch out for. And here's another thing about food. They're wondering if junk food is the cause of the obesity epidemic we've got in this country, but new research is suggesting that there's more to it than that. It's not just the junk food mostly, it is the overall eating habits and the amount of food we consume. We know that calories in, calorie out, but not all calories are created equal. Some are better for you than others. Some are burned off more easily than others. And so it's really about the amount you're consuming and how much you're exercising. The researchers of this who are saying that these findings, that junk food is not the cause of our epidemic, are also saying it doesn't give you a free pass to indulge in junk food because they are high calorie, low nutrient foods. And you know that. Junk food may taste good every once in a while, but in the long run, it's going to make you sick to your stomach. So, you know, try and moderate. That's really the secret of today's show. And it's a Friday. We love Fridays. Got a great show coming up. Stay well.